Hi, this is Gloria Moraga, and this is Movie Monday. Okay, it's not Monday. I decided that I would start this new blog podcast called Movie Monday. I tried all day Sunday. Well, not all day, because Sunday was Mother's Day. But I tried most of Monday to record this podcast and blog, and I could not do it. I kept having technical difficulties, just one thing after another. And then if I thought I had it, the dog would bark. Then when I tried to render it over to Adobe for a video, and I was just going to take the audio from the video for the podcast, my voice was out of sync. And it was a mess. But here I am now. Hi, I'm Gloria Moraga. And this is Movie Monday, a blog where I'm going to share my movie-loving recommendations. As you might know, I am an avid movie watcher, a lover of all films. Every Monday, I'm going to share glows picks, and I'm thinking about calling the series Let's Go to the Movies, because isn't that what you say? Let's go to the movie. Let's go to this movie. Let's go to that movie. It's kind of a solitary thing that you can do, going to the movies, but also it isn't. You love going to the movies with your good friends. I promise I will work hard not to spoil any of your movie watching experience, unless, of course, I'm commenting on something like the disastrous end of a series like Game of Thrones. Then I will share the fact that it sucked lemons. All right, let's begin. Some films that are available to rent due to the damn pandemic. I'm going to start with these. These were playing, or very recently playing, in theaters. The Invisible Man. I loved it, love it, love it. I highly recommend it. The story is based on the H.G. Wells novel. He wrote that in 1897. The original film was produced in 1933 and starred Claude Rains, who was invisible through most of the movie, and he was, in a word, magnificent. I love this film because it's updated, and the script is so much better, and it stars Elizabeth Moss, who is a great actress and deserves excellent parts. I'm sure you've seen her. She's played like a second or third female part in a number of movies, and she was on television, and she's just absolutely great in this. If you like science fiction, as I do, it's one of my favorite genres, you'll love this. Watch it. It's great. It's a thriller. I was thrilled. And I was scared. Fantasy Island. Okay, I did not watch the original series, Fantasy Island. Once in a while, I take a look at Ricardo Montalban because he was a real-life hunk. But that's it. I wanted to like this Blumhouse flick. I try to like it. I did see it in the theater. That's about the only plus. It's a stinker. I wasn't crazy about it. And I will say, don't waste your time unless you really like this kind of genre and you can watch it someplace for free. 3. We rented Underwater recently. You familiar with this movie? Now, I'm not a big Kristen Stewart fan. I think she's really overrated, but she gives it a really good try in this movie. You see a lot of her. She's in her underwear through most of the movie, or her pajamas, very short pajamas. Her head is shaved, reminiscent of Sigourney Weaver in Aliens 3. It's a dark movie. The monsters are scary. The writing is not bad, and the story is not bad. If you like this kind of genre, science fiction, if you don't mind being a little claustrophobic because it's mostly all underwater, you might like it. Story's not bad. I hated the end, and I have a thing about endings. And no, I don't mind if it's a sad ending, if there's a reason for the sad ending. But we have enough sadness in our life. I don't want to go to the movies just to be sad for no reason at all, if there isn't a reason, a very important reason to the story. Okay, next, Chris Hemsworth. He stars in Extraction on Netflix. He's a mercenary who rescues the kidnapped son of a drug lord. The other real attraction in this film is Indian star Randeep Hooda. It is the most watched movie on Netflix. Go Chris, go Chris, go Chris. I love him. And of course, I watched the movie the second it was released at midnight. That Friday night it was released. It's really good. I think Chris Hemsworth can do no wrong. I met him at Comic-Con with my two nephews, and I was ridiculously over the top, screaming when I saw him and all that. He was so nice. He was just so real and just such a normal guy and just a gentleman all the way through. He's great. I love him. He can do anything as far as I'm concerned. He was great in Ghostbusters. That was another movie of his that I downloaded, that I purchased from iTunes right away because he was such a delight in that. So funny. And he can just do anything. Here is a hidden gem. First of all, Nicole Kidman. I think she just gets better and better with the dawn of each new day. So if you can, try to watch The Destroyer. It's on Netflix or Amazon or one of the streaming services. Find it, watch it. The Destroyer, starring Nicole Kidman. At first, I wasn't really sure the main actress was Nicole Kidman. She plays the part of a drunk, kind of a slutty, washed-up cop. She is so good. But at times, due to graphic violence and sex scenes, I found the film difficult to watch, but I didn't stop. Like the train wreck with bleeding bodies strewn across the tracks, I couldn't take my eyes off of her or it. You can't multitask and watch this movie. Settle in and enjoy a great actress in a great part, Nicole Kidman in The Destroyer. If you subscribe to HBO, right now there's an extended version of Aliens vs. Predators running. It is so good. I love this film. I've always loved this film. This is my favorite genre. They have added scenes, and it's good. It makes a lot more sense. Not that it didn't make sense before. It did, but it's just, I don't know, the added scenes really make a difference. When the predator grabs the alien by the tail and twirls him around and hits his head on all of the pillars and the pyramid, it's just thrilling. I love it. And if you can, take another look. It's really good. Finally, I mentioned Claude Rains at the beginning. He starred in the original Invisible Man. If possible, watch that film and another classic that he stars in, Casablanca. I'm going to try every week when I produce these podcasts to include two of my classic black and white movies that I really have enjoyed, and I'll tell you why. Of course, Casablanca, I've talked about it in my other podcast. It's just a beautiful film, beautifully shot. It stars Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, and they fall in love in Paris, the start of the war with the Nazis. And Claude Rains plays kind of an annoying cop that kind of dogs Rick, the main character, throughout the film. But there's just a classic scene at the end where Rick and the Claude Rains character walk off into the fog at an airport. They have their trench coats on. And it's just so beautiful. And it's one of the reasons I love film. Because I'm having a breakdown during this time, because I'm not able to go to the movies. Movies are like my main form of entertainment. I've had a rough time not being able to sit in the dark theater or being there with other people. I like that kind of whole group thing that goes on in movie theaters. I'm kind of crazily subscribing to streaming services. So I subscribe to Apple TV Plus or whatever the heck it's called. I'm checking out a couple of series on that. I'm going to talk about those and my favorite Prime movies and a couple of my other favorite streaming channels and why I like them so much. And I'll do that next Monday. And in the meantime, let's go to the movies, even if it's just in our living room. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is Movie Monday. Please subscribe. Peace and stay safe. Let's go to the movies.